Good morning. Welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether it's your first time with us and you're afraid of all of the purple people up front, or you've been worshiping here your whole life, we're very excited that you decided to come and join us for worship this morning. This service is going to be a little bit different because it's led by our senior high work project team. For this entire past week, our senior high group went out to Chameau, New York, and worked doing rural rehab work. They've been doing a whole lot of different things with power drills and saws and insulation and trailers, and I am so proud of the ways that they came together and learned together and helped God's people as one group. In order to celebrate the work they've done, they're going to be doing the service today. So I have to say that I'm extremely happy to get to share this with you all. It was an amazing week, and we have such an amazing group of youth. It's going to be wonderful to get to share that with you all. But first off, we have some announcements today. There's always something I'd like to share.
Good morning. Just a reminder, next Sunday, weather permitting, we will be worshiping God in the beauty of nature. So please bring your lawn chairs or blankets or whatever it is that you need to be comfortable to worship outside. We will be worshiping under the tree right here near the parking lot, which will be helpful for anyone who does need some even ground for the chairs. So we can also set up on the sidewalks and driveway there. And also, immediately following worship, we will have our congregational meeting. We'll hold it in that space, because if it's nice, let's stay out there. The purpose of the congregational meeting is to vote whether or not to grant Pastor Emeritus and Emerita status to the Reverend Carolee Ann Strawbridge and the Reverend Bob Kaiser. And hopefully that won't take too long, and then we will conclude the meeting, adjourn, and we'll also have some time just for some Q&A about the changes that are going on around here at GPC. So we look forward to seeing everyone then and there. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Linda Beatty, and I'm part of the stewardship and budget team with the church. And we know that stewardship really and the health of the church is a responsibility for all of us. But we're very excited about some of the great things that have been going on in the church, and we've been sharing them, such as the recent confirmation class had faith statements that we put in the bulletin, and also we've been putting in comments from people that we have received about what GPC means to me. And what we've done is we've asked for short statements, and today you have a flyer in your bulletin. And we would like you to put a short statement, such as the one like Gary Dykes has, or even shorter, in the bulletin. And anybody can do this, young or old, and just tell us what GPC means to you. We would like to be able to share that with the rest of the people in the church, because we think that there are things that are going on that maybe someone doesn't know about and knows what's in your heart, and we'd like to put that in the bulletin too. And you can, down at the bottom, it just tells you how to return it to us. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Then let us worship God together.
All rise stable for our call to worship. Oh, let all who dwell on the earth praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, the men and women, the children and youth. Bless us all, people everywhere. Praise the Lord, you people of God. Bless the Lord and all who serve him. Praise the Lord, all who are upright in spirit. Bless the Lord, all who are holy and humble in heart.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, in word, and in deed, with what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts and minds and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as we have loved ourselves. Your mercy forgiven. Help us amend what we are and direct what we shall be. So let us celebrate your word and walk in your ways. Now let us offer our silent prayers to God.
As the Lord says, I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. When you cross rivers, you will not drown. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flames hurt you. This is because I, the Lord, am your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Don't be afraid, because I am with you.
Come forward.
Jennifer, this is Melina, and this is Lauren.
Do you guys know where we went this past week? We went to Chemung, New York.
Who knows why we all went? We went to help others in need.
Last week, we learned how to use a ton of new tools.
We
guys know?
This is called?
What's it called?
Yeah, it's right. It's a hammer. Do you know what it does? Yeah, you're right. It does hammer nails. Last week, we used hammers a lot. We used them to take apart old decks, and we used them to build new ones. We even put on a new roof. We wouldn't get a lot done without one.
Does anyone know what this is? This is a level. We used it to make sure the decks were flat. When the little bubble is in the center, we know things are level.
Who knows what this tool is? This is a screwdriver. Last week, we had to use this tool to take out old screws and put in new ones. It came in handy when we were building the deck.
One of the themes last week was learning how to trust God, even when it seems scary.
God taught us that if we believe and trust in Him, He would help protect us.
Let's pray. Dear God, help us to use the tools we have to help others. Teach us how to spread your love. Thank you for always being there for us. And thank you for being so trustworthy. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. And she put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe in the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. This must be one of the Hebrew's children, she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew woman to nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses, because, she said, "I drew him out of the water."
Why me, Lord? Why ever done? To deserve even one of the pleasures I've known. Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I can. our souls in your hand. Tell me, Lord, think there's a way I could try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I could show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Souls in your
hand. Reading from the book of James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill, and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead.
This past week, all along our senior high work project, our nightly reflections and small group discussions and worship centered around the River Run. How in every part of the river of life, whether it be calm or rocky, God is there to guide us. Today in the scriptures, we heard about Miriam, who stood by the river and took care of her brother Moses. And there were a lot of people who helped us along this week. We supported each other, were there for each other, and went out to serve and be God's hands and feet in the world. So now I'm very excited to share with you reflections from the group about their time during the week.
This week, 32 people went to Chamou, New York, to help others and to serve God. To the people we helped, we may have looked like the light at the end of the tunnel. We may have even shown them that God's love reaches to every single person, no matter what. Though we were showing them God's love, I myself saw God within them, in their smiles, their bright eyes, and the thankfulness they showed. The lady who lived in the house that we were working on was legally blind. Her house was falling apart due to her dog chewing on the siding and years without maintenance. Due to this lady's blindness, she was unable to fix her house by herself. It was our job to help fix the house and make sure that the house could hold up against the wicked winter weather that everyone experiences in New York. We had our work cut out for us, being with little training and little experience under our belt, but nonetheless, we took the challenge with smiles and enthusiasm. Every morning, we would wake up at 7 o'clock, have breakfast, then go over to the house and get to work. But we were always happy to get up that early. Every day upon arrival, the children would run up to the window and say hello. They were extremely adorable and so friendly. Jaden and Harley, ages 3 and 1. They'd play peekaboo while we were working, follow us from window to window, and Jaden would always whip in Nene with me. He knew the entire song. These children were little balls of energy and reminded me that even the smallest children can show God's love. Their grandma was always home with the children while their mother was out. One day we were informed that she had made us cupcakes for the picnic that we were going to have that night. So Danny, Audrey, and I went into the house, played with the kids, and talked with their grandma about her life and our own. Something about her smile and her wanting to talk just made the work feel easy and made the time fly by. She was overly grateful and couldn't stop thanking us for the work we were doing. We worked on our roof, the windows, and her siding. To us, this was doing God's work and making a difference in the life of one of God's children. To her, it was a gift from God. Her happiness couldn't be matched when we showed up every day. Our purpose was to show God's love, but I couldn't help but see God's love in her and her grandchildren. She had endless love and compassion for everyone. She was always willing to talk to her, and her grandchildren were always keeping us entertained. She cared for her family, and it was obvious that her family cared for her. I saw God put his love in this lady, and I saw her show us that this is how God wants us to live. She showed me how God wants me to be always happy, helpful, and loving.
This week I spent with the senior high youth group helping rebuild parts of people's houses. However, this week helped me too by teaching me that God is our guide in the river of life. Also, that things may seem more important to other people than it is to me.
Good morning. My name is Jocelyn Pym. This week, my group went to a trailer park to fix up Lois's trailer. We ripped down a deck, rusty nails and all, sawed metal to create skirting for the trailer, and created a brand new deck. After helping to tear down the old deck, I was paired with a power saw. Using a power saw was very new and somewhat scary to me, but extremely worth it when I saw Lois's face at the end. As a work project veteran, I've noticed that every year I surprise myself with what I can do. Whether that's conquering my fear of body slides at the water park, being open with people, or using power saw to cut wood. I've pushed myself to do things I've never thought I could do before. The presence of God was evident through the advisors teaching us how to use tools, my peers that supported me throughout the week, and Lois, whose kindness and need for a stable deck pushed me forward. Throughout the past four work projects, being pushed by others around me has shaped me into the less introverted and more optimistic person. Through doing God's work, I have uncovered a stronger faith that has made me a better person. I will never forget these four work projects for the rest of my life. Thank you to the congregation that has supported me and prayed for me during these work projects. Seeing all the smiling faces makes the work worth it. Thank you to all the advisors the past four work projects that have been the best teachers, have pushed me outside of my comfort zone, and treated all of us like their own kids for the week. Thank you to my family for supporting and telling me and letting me have this wonderful experience. It's been worth it. Thank you to my work project friends who have dealt with my antics. I kept laughing. Without all of you, I wouldn't have been able to do what I did this week. Your support and caringness has kept me going. Thank you for the past four work projects. The experience has been memorable. I can't wait to continue my faith journey in the future.
Don't know me, my name is Nadia Nalewski, and this past week I was fortunate enough to accompany these 20 youth and 11 amazing advisors on a mission trip to the small town of Chemung, New York, and by small, I mean less than 800 people living there small. Needless to say, the work we did in that town left a huge impact. There were two work sites, one in nearby Watertown and one right there in Chemo. While I didn't have the opportunity to work on the trailer in Watertown, I did have the pleasure of spending most of my time on a ladder in Chemo. Our first day of work, we began placing a metal roof on a house, and we also began installing new windows. We met the two kids that had lived in that were staying in that house, Jaden, who will be turning 4 in a few months, actually, and Harley, who was only 1. But that first day, both of the kids hid behind their grandmother. They were very shy. They didn't really know what was going on, but over the course of the few days that we did work there, they became very open to us, as Allison said. They were always saying hi to us and watching us from the windows as we worked, and they were always smiling. I think that when I see those kids in my mind, I always see those bright eyes smiling at us, always talking to us. They were always friendly to us as they warmed up to us, and I can see God on their faces. I can see Him there, standing behind them, smiling at us. The work we did made not only them happy, but it also made their grandmother happy because she was unable to do the work herself. And on that last night in Chemo, during our worship service, I could see God standing there at that altar, smiling at us, proud of the work we had done. I'm proud of all of you for the work you did this past week. And I know God is too.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Max. I'm new here, and I did a lot this week. So, like, in the first few days, I made a couple new friends, and I was happy about that. And I was doing skirting on a house in Watertown, which was pretty fun. And my favorite part of this week was at the end when I got to see this old little lady smile at the new deck that I helped her make. And I felt very happy and blessed when I saw her smile, because I did the best job that I could for her, and I hope I get to do something like this again.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know, my name is Katie Oman. I always feel bad when I bring these up and there's nothing funny in them, but I'll work on my stand-up for Jamaica, so you guys better get ready. As I went through my last work project this year, I learned a lot about my personal faith journey through the work that we did. For me, faith requires some sort of physical presentation. When I sit in the back pew and listen to the sermon and the sun comes out from behind the clouds and light comes down from the skylight, that is when I feel most connected to God. A good majority of this week, I was on the top of a house placing metal roofing or on the top of a ladder hammering down siding. It made me feel like I was physically just a little bit closer to God being up so high. But these moments are merely the peaks of my religious convictions. A lot of the time that I try to think about God, I end up getting confused and overwhelmed with the lack of evidence and excess of contradicting views. In these moments, I feel unsteady. Unsteady like being at the top of an extension ladder or on the steep roof of a house without a foothold. Me trying to nail down my beliefs at this point in my faith journey is like me trying to kneel on towels on the corner of a roof and use two hands to reach across and put screws into slanting metal. It's daunting and seems impossible, and the harder I try, the less balance I have to keep myself steady where I am. But I had a spotter the entire time I was on the ladder, holding on tight with 2 feet on solid ground to ensure my safety, and I had Tracy, who held my ankles from the ladder while I was on the roof and who guided my feet to the strongest footholds and my legs back to the ladder when I had done all I could. There are so many people in my life who are spotting me, holding me, and guiding me as I climb my ladder of faith and try to get closer to God. My friends, my Sunday school teachers, my advisors, this congregation, K Katie, and especially Melissa and Carol Ann, who helped me through my confirmation and allowed me to explore God and my ideas about him in different ways. This week has truly made me appreciate each and every one of these people, and no matter how unsteady I feel as I try to make my sense of my faith, I realize that all of them and all of you are there to study me and help me along the way. Thank you.
Please stand, if able, and join me in the affirmation of faith. Good works done in obedience to God's commandments are the defense and evidence of eternal and forever faith, and by them believers manifest their thankfulness, strengthen their assurance, edify their brethren, adorned by the persons of the gospel, stop the mouths of the adversaries, and glorify God. Their ability to do good works is not at all of themselves, but wholly from the Spirit of Christ.
Now it is the time in our service to share the joys in our life, to lift up in prayer. Who has something they'd like to share?
Allison Tuttle. Last week, I asked for prayers for my boyfriend's father, who has pancreatic cancer. And this week, he had a CT scan, and they found that the chemo has done nothing. The mass in his pancreas has not gotten smaller. So Thursday, they started a new chemotherapy, and he has been really down, and he's not feeling very well. So prayers for him.
Good morning, Keisha Binko. Several Sundays in a row, I asked for prayers for our friends Hannah and Dan, who have a baby that was joyfully born this past week and is in intensive care, and they're still trying to figure out the best course of action for her health and well-being. So please continue prayers for the Stewart family and for their precious little girl, Mari.
Good morning, Jan Buettner. I spoke with Doris Belknap this week, and Marie is home from Unity, and they're going to begin palliative care this week at home for him. So I'm sure prayers and phone calls or a note would be appreciated.
My sister passed away this week. She was trying to reach the 100, but she missed it by 1.5 months. So she, we were all praying for her, and she is a wonderful sister. She actually raised me. I'm 11 years younger than she is, but there's a bunch of kids in between them. So we're down to 5 in our family now, out of 17.
Hi. My husband has a cousin, Michelle Alaco. Her daughter's daughter is about 2, and she was just diagnosed with leukemia. So, and on a lighter note, Bob Churton's 62 next week.
Let us pray.
Hi, it's Kathy Goodicon. Just prayers for my mom, Betty Lofgren, in hospice in North Carolina. Thanks.
Let us pray. Guiding God, we rejoice that you are our guide, even in the rough waters of our lives. You calm our souls and offer us strength to rely and trust your direction. We give you thanks for your presence with the work project this week and the people they went to serve. Thank you for uniting us in the waters of baptism and giving us the strength we need to reach out to each other. Help us treasure the relationships we build and be guided by your Spirit. Hear us now as we pray the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
of the night. I go walking in my sleep. From the mountains of faith to the river so deep, I must be looking for something, something sacred I lost. But the river is wide and it's too hard to cross. Even though I know the river is wide, I walk down every evening and stand on the shore. I try to cross to the opposite side so I can finally find what I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the valley of fear, to a river so deep. I've been searching for something, taken out of my soul, something I'd never lose, something somebody stole. But now I'm tired and I don't want to walk anymore. Hope it doesn't take the rest of my life until I find what it is I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the jungle of doubt, to the river so deep. I know I'm searching for something, something so undefined, that it can only be seen by the eyes of the blind in the middle of the night. Not sure about life after this. God knows I've never been a spiritual man. Of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the rivers of the deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night,
gracious God, you bring wonderful things into our lives. Bless these offerings so that they may help your people and strengthen your church. Amen.
In Shamo, we've worked hard to help others and share God's love. No matter where you go this week, may God's love and blessing shine upon us and guide us on our path. Go in peace, confident in God's grace in our river journey. Amen.